Okay, so what I want you to do is get yourself into that nice, comfortable position. When you're in that comfortable position, take yourself, give yourself a few moments just to have a shuffle around and get really nice and comfortable. And I really don't know exactly what your eyes might want to do at this moment. They might want to just pick a spot on a wall somewhere and look, or they might want to comfortably close. It's absolutely up to you. But as you do either or either of those things, I'd like you to allow yourself, allow your mind to begin to just zero in, to focus in on the idea of just being comfortable. And whatever being comfortable might mean to you. Now, there have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt comfortable. So comfortable that nothing else mattered in that moment except that comfort. So I want you to let your mind just zero in on those moments of feeling really, really comfortable. Allow your mind to drift wherever it wants to, and however you imagine comfortable to look or hear or feel, just let your mind go there right now. And I want you to let your subconscious mind just present to you one such situation. Just picking one moment, one place, one situation, or one time where you really experienced the sense of physical and mental comfort. Really begin to zero in on that idea of just being calm and comfortable. And you'll find that you can recall and re-experience all the sensations, all the sights, all the sounds, and all the feelings of being extremely comfortable. Perhaps you can even recall where you first experienced the feelings of profound relaxation, where in the moment there was nothing else to do, nowhere else to go, no one to please and no one to satisfy. Just feeling that sense of being in the moment, allowing every muscle in any area of your body to begin to loosen, to just let go, allowing each one of those muscles to just begin to release any tension, breathing in relaxation and breathing out any kind of stress, any kind of tension. Breathing in relaxation, breathing out tension. And you can even begin to wonder what direction that sense of relaxation might flow around your body. Some people experience it all at once as they breathe out every bit of stress. Some people imagine that relaxation flowing, perhaps from the top of the head, flowing down like a waterfall of relaxation. Just cascading, the pressure, the stress, just being allowed to drip and drop away. Like a flow of comfortable peace moving through you or over you. And it might be interesting for you to discover for yourself that you don't even need to listen to me consciously. Because what your conscious mind does now is not at all important. It can drift. Maybe your conscious mind just wants to curl up in a nice cozy corner and go to sleep for a while, or go as far away as it can, perhaps recalling memories of being a child in school. If you've ever sat in a classroom and looked out of the window, on those occasions where when you looked out of any window, you allowed your mind to drift as far away from that place you were. Your mind drifted as far away as it could get, to some other place, which in that moment you'd rather be. and perhaps you lost track of what was being said in the moment, as those words drifted into the background. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter because your subconscious mind was picking up everything that was being said, just as it's doing now. Because your subconscious mind is here with me, and it can hear me. It can respond in its own time, in its own comfortable way. And you can begin to enjoy whatever it is you're experiencing right now, in the moment. You can allow yourself to enjoy whatever sensations, a heaviness or a lightness, warmth or coolness, and just let those sensations, whatever you become aware of, let them become part of this relaxation and this comfort in this time that is yours. A time for you to gather thoughts, to gather energy, to switch thoughts around, to go as deeply as you need to at this time for whatever it is your subconscious mind wants to do to help you to enjoy this experience. And you might enjoy that experience of going so deeply into relaxation that it seems that at times you might be just all mind, without even the existence of a body. Think about a mind just floating in space and time. A mind becoming absolutely free, able to move whenever and wherever it wants to go. And I wonder just what your subconscious mind wants to explore right now. I wonder which doors it wants to open. Perhaps it wants to take a look through those filing cabinets in the corner of that data processing system that is your mind. Just searching for itself through those files, examining all the things that stay the way they are, examining the things that need to be updated, discovering what needs to be erased, which items can be eliminated and discarded. And it can feel very comforting for you to discover for yourself that you can really let go. Let go of what you simply don't need. And your subconscious mind can continue to do this in its own time and in its own way, at its own pace, from the back of your experience. And you can continue to rest even more comfortably just knowing that you can rely on your ever-changing subconscious mind to do the things that need to be done in every moment of every day to achieve the results you want. You can begin to explore your own capabilities that perhaps you never suspected you even had. Capabilities that have been there all the time. To find out for yourself a very deep sense of just who and what you are, and what you are capable of doing, all those things. Perhaps you just weren't aware of those things before, but your subconscious mind can make them available to you at the time that you need them, all the time just drifting along in time and space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything in particular right now. And I wonder, as your mind drifts along in time and space, wherever it wants to go, I wonder if you might begin to note some change in the atmosphere around you, perhaps becoming more luminous, feeling a different energy, becoming more transparent, or the atmosphere spinning around you in all directions as you become more aware of it. As far as you can see and as far as your mind can reach out, that atmosphere around you, it can be radiating a calmness that you can connect to, that you can step into, that you can experience with every one of your own senses. An underlying calmness, a connectedness, moving all around you, all through you, moving itself into every fibre of your being until you get that feeling that there is nothing else exists for you except that calmness and that awareness, that deep sense of peace, a kind of weightless suspension. And in that time, you feel all the pressures dissipate, fade away, nothing else to think about, and absolutely nothing to do except to let yourself be. And on an even deeper level, beginning to experience a sense of your own being, who you are, and what you're capable of, allowing yourself to become more aware of your own inner resources. And now you can anticipate the sheer joy of discovering your own resources, of discovering what you can do, and sending that energy out to the world around you. Discovering how to make use of all of your own resources to help yourself and to help other people as well. Within each breath you exhale, this connectedness, this calmness gets stronger and stronger, spreading all the way through your body, becoming connected to the world around you, an ocean of calmness that you can drift within, that supports you. And as that continues, inside and outside, putting your mind and body and your surroundings in sync with each other, creating this harmony, this connection, there is a center core within your subconscious mind, a central part within your mind that's logical and rational, a part that's cool and collected, a part that's calm and relaxed and clever and wise, the one that wants you to adapt, to heal, to recover, to get stronger, to become more connected as a whole person. That part is very intelligent, very knowledgeable. In fact, it knows so much that your conscious mind doesn't even know how much it doesn't know. This center core within your inner mind has always been there. It's always been there with you, since the time of you being a young child. This center core within you, it's helped you to survive difficult predicaments of the past. And it will continue to help you in the future. Some people refer to this center core as an inner guide, perhaps even an internal advisor. Some say it's their conscience. Some call it a cheerleader. Some refer to it as your higher self. Some even refer to it as a guardian angel. But regardless of some of the names of what it is, whatever you call it, this center core within us all has a special function. It guides you from within. It protects you. It encourages you. It motivates you. It guides you from within to continue to find your own way for self-actualization, to kickstart your own power, your own way to learn the difference between the past and the present. And this will allow you to remember what you need to remember, all those lessons from the past, from what may have happened to you in the past. And once you do remember, in fact, that you've been an ingenious survivor, rather than a victim of unfortunate circumstances, you can let go of the energetic connection to these old memories, and know that you can have memories of the past stored back there as great lessons. But you also know that you don't have to be those memories themselves. They're just lessons now. They're not part of you. You can be free of the past. You can live much better in the present, more adaptively, coping more effectively with all the tasks of daily living, knowing deep down that every day, in every way, you're continuing to get better and better, continuing to see things more clearly, knowing that you're on a journey, moving forward, becoming stronger and wiser, improving your own understanding of life and the purpose of living in your own particular role within that life, within society, within community, within family, within yourself. And of course you can continue to strive for accomplishments, and at the same time striking a balance between any aspects of a career, any aspects of life, aspects of family life, personal life. You can strike a special balance between the time and the energy that you spend in accomplishing those goals, and the time and energy you spend in nurturing, igniting, protecting and improving any relationships with other people. And in doing that, you learn to accept yourself. To accept yourself as you are. You learn to respect your feelings, your emotions, allowing yourself to develop this sense of pride, this self-worth, sending out good energy, becoming more authentic, developing a greater courage to assertively express your own needs, but always in an adaptive way, because you can relate to other people and take their needs into consideration too. From now on, you can develop this new sense of balance, a new sense of moderation, connection, a balance between leading a life of structure and commitment and motivation and goal setting, but also a life of playfulness, spontaneity, connection. Because you're allowed to. And you can continue to move forward as you learn to accept yourself with ease, with grace, viewing yourself daily in a positive light, helping people, sending out the idea that you can help people, develops greater confidence. Confidence in your own talents, your own gifts, your own unique attitudes and abilities and skills, because you have all of those. You have the capacity to imagine, to visualize yourself in the future, living up to those dreams. Living up to those dreams with a sense of joy and accomplishment, whatever those dreams may be. And it doesn't have to be materialistic. Those dreams can just be emotional stability, happiness, a feeling of contentment, or self-belief. And all of the things that I've mentioned, you don't have to fully remember if you don't want to, or you don't need to remember them. But your unconscious mind and that center core, it will continue to guide you. It will guide you like an internal coach. Even when asleep at night, this coaching will continue every moment of the hour, every hour of the day and night, every day and night of the week, every week of the month, and every month of the year for the rest of your entire life as you continue to move forward. You begin to realize that life is a journey, and that the goal of living, it's never traveling to a specific destination. That's not the goal. But the journey itself becomes the destination. And the quality, the grace, the form in which you travel on this journey we call life, is in itself the goal of living, making the most of every moment, noticing your own power within every moment, the power to make your decisions, the power to create change. And in doing so, in realizing that the form in which you travel on this journey that we call life is in itself the goal of living, in doing so, you're writing the book of your own journey. Understanding that the key to any success is confidence. Confidence within yourself. Confidence within your own ability to do whatever you truly want to do. Confidence that you can and will accomplish your goals through the power and the dedication and the focus of your own mind, the power of your own thoughts. What you tell yourself, those words that you speak to yourself, they have the greatest power over your entire life. What you tell yourself has the greatest of power over your entire life. What you tell yourself determines whether you feel happy or gloomy or worried. And the way you feel, whether you feel joyous or sad, it determines to a great extent the health and well-being of your physical body too. When you are bothered, when you're unhappy, your body simply can't function properly. So what you tell yourself has an enormous impact on your entire life, because what you tell yourself, those words that you speak to yourself, ultimately determines what you are and are not able to do. So now, tell yourself that this life is just starting within each and every day, and that from this day on, you will begin to live fully, moment by moment, to really appreciate, to really enjoy just being alive in each moment, noticing what you can notice, seeing what you can see, hearing what you can hear, feeling what you can feel, sensing everything around you. Tell yourself that you will no longer worry unnecessarily, either about those old things that have happened in the past, or even about what might happen in the future. You will not worry unnecessarily, unless there is something constructive you can do to change them, because the past and the future, they exist only in our thoughts. Both the past and the future, they're imaginary. They exist only in our thoughts. Whereas life exists in each moment. And if you spend those moments worrying, either about the past or the future, these moments, the moments which are your life, they just pass you by. So tell yourself, give yourself permission, allow yourself, let yourself become so deeply involved in each moment, deeply connected, involved in everything that's happening around you, much less conscious of yourself, less conscious of what other people might be thinking about you and what you do, and instead more at peace with yourself, more connected with the world around you. Tell yourself that with each passing day, you'll allow yourself to feel happier, to feel more content, more joyous even, more connected to things around you, to understand how the world works around you. Because you choose to feel this way by controlling your own thoughts. And because you feel this way, life becomes more fun, and you'll begin to enjoy each day, and as a bonus, starting to feel even more healthy as your physical body functions much more easily and freely in a tension-reduced environment. Day by day, let yourself feel more alive, more energetic, more connected, and at the same time, less tense, less nervous, less worried, less anxious. Tell yourself that your mind and body are relaxed, calm, connected. That you're at peace with the universe around you because you feel calm and at ease. You'll ignite a greater energy within your mind and body. And this energy allows you to become clearer, sharper, more focused. You'll be able to see challenges in perspective, to get a handle on them easily, efficiently, effectively, confidently, without even becoming bothered or tired. Every day beginning right now, you can feel this way. Calmer, more connected, at peace. While you're interacting, whether professionally, at work or seeking work, while you're doing or just being, you'll still feel that peace, that calm, at ease, connected, being able to enjoy life now with a peace of mind, a feeling that it's good to be alive, a feeling of happiness, purpose. Sending your own energy out into the world, connecting to everything around you, but all the time allowing your mind to feel calm and relaxed. An underlying relaxation that becomes the baseline to your existence, providing you with energy and vitality to live within each moment, to appreciate each moment with ease, being able to look out at every part of everything around you, to see things in a new way. Starting now, you'll realize that you control your thoughts. You'll realize that happiness and unhappiness, you'll be able to shift the way you think about situations and challenges in the moment, shifting those thoughts onto positive aspects, positively sending out good energy into the world, full of self-belief, looking out to help others all around, sending out assistance, looking at all the positive aspects of living and enjoying every day, becoming more and more aware that if life situations are not going the way you want them, you can work to change them. As slowly or as rapidly as life allows that to happen, you will work to change them, seeing the bigger picture, but taking action in the moment, without frustration, without anger, without emotional overload, without being bothered. You will simply work to change things that are not the way you want them, always in a calm, peaceful mind, connected to everything around you. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has challenges in life. And you'll also be aware that as you become more mature, you can face problems with a calmer mind, with a strength, a determination, a motivation to work on improving any challenge that stands before you. Always being aware that anger and frustration, they simply don't help. You realize that life is too precious, too amazing to waste in being bothered and annoyed and angry over little annoyances. They're not worth it. They affect you internally, mentally and physically, so they're not worth it. Starting today, starting right now, you will work to change anything that's changeable. Anything that you can change and wish to change, you will work on it with peace of mind, without feeling bothered, without feeling frustration or anger. You'll work towards that change, feeling less and less worried about the future, the problems of the future, the dangers of the future, the challenges, most of which may never occur anyway. In reality, most of the things you worry about may not even happen. So let the worries go. Enjoy the day and the moment. Let yourself go. Enjoy yourself. Allow those worries to simply drop. To drop away from life. Enhance your ability to enjoy everything you do. To see the mission, the goal, the purpose behind everything you do. To focus on that long-term, bigger picture. But to take action in the moment. To connect to the people around you. The food around you. The drink around you. Mind. Enjoying every aspect of this amazing planet that we live on. Becoming more in touch with people around you. Places around you. Situations around you. Just more aware of every sense that you use to connect to every other thing in this planet. And as you let these thoughts process, always in the background, as you let this energy exude from you, as the relaxation flows, as your intentions are sent out to the world around you and the connections and the networks being made around you. As you let these thoughts and energy flow from the back of your mind through your entire body, you'll allow yourself to feel, starting now, just more at peace, more calm, more at ease, a peace of mind that accompanies a vibrant, strong, and energetic physical body, a motivation that's igniting within you an excitement that can be encouraged, a life ahead of you to be lived fully. You'll begin to feel more and more at ease and calm and alive and aware as you begin to see everything around you in a fresh new way, a new amazing way. Perhaps noticing life through the eyes of a child, noticing everything, looking at everything, seeing the uniqueness in every moment. And in doing that, your life will become more and more amazing, more wonderful, more exciting. You'll just notice so many different things and you'll be able to fulfill the many, many potentials that you have, starting now. So let all of these thoughts travel safely to the back of your mind. Let them rest there. Let them plant there. Let them seed and let them grow, and nourish them every day with those positive words that you speak to yourself. Let those words guide your life as you wish. Let them guide your life into action, starting now, in every way that you wish. Let these thoughts and your words drift and settle at the back of your mind, right now. And as you wish, you can allow yourself to become more and more alert to everything around you. More alert to everything in the moment. More ready to begin to live with this vibrant energy that's being enhanced now with a calm, peaceful state of mind. As you become more alert, more awake and ready to open those eyes once again. So beginning now and in your own time, whenever you feel like you need to, you can allow those eyes to open and come back to fully awakened consciousness once again.